We're up to the Lamed Hey in Zvachim. We'll start from Lamed Dalam and Bay at the very bottom of the page. Gufa, let us analyze it. Tanya Miglan, the Buddha said, Kois Echad. What happened was that the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, there were so many different Korbanos, it's quite possible that the cup that tipped over and the blood got mixed up with other blood. We say you let us scoop it up and put it up. Because it never became nitche, because it had a potential to be picked up straight away. Kois echad ha'imemalim medamater, where they have one cup and they would pick up the blood from the floor, all mixed up. She'im yishpat echad mehem nimtza shehu machshirei. If any of the blood poured out, this will, you scoop it up and you'll be machshirei. Omder loy rabbi yisrabi yudah v'al loy lenis kabel b'kli mon mekal b'kli. They asked him, how do you know that the blood that you're scooping up is blood that was in, remember we learned before that the blood was inside a keli and tipped over, you can scoop it up and use it again. But if the blood fell down straight from the neck onto the floor, it becomes pusle. So how do you know that the blood, maybe the blood you picked up also includes blood that fell directly from the neck on the ground. So it's pusle. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You're asking a question such certitude, how do you know definitely blood from a neck came down? Says the Gemara, what I meant to ask is, maybe there's some blood on the floor that went direct from the neck, and it's possible blood. How can you mix them all together and use it? Amalan Sabita said, I'm talking about that we believe the blood that is on the floor came from a keli, it tipped over. How do you know? So he answered, Koinim Zizin, the Koinim, on the one hand, they worked very quickly, that's what Zizin mean, but also they were very meticulous. So it could be that the cup tips over, because they were very quick. But on the other hand, when they shechted, they made sure there was a keli right there, and all the entire blood fell into the keli. But of the, Menonia Koinim Zizin Hein, and Makabo of it, but of the here, they worked very, very quickly, and therefore Mishtapchin is possible that it tips over. Remember, which blood do you sprinkle on the bech? Only the dam shanefesh yoytzibay. But the blood that oozes out slowly beforehand and afterwards, called damatamtis, is possible. Maybe you have some blood on the floor that was damatamtis. Is Rabbi Yehuda Tamei? Rabbi Yehuda Tamei is consistent with Yehuda. He says dam hatamtis kari dam. The dam hatamtis is also referred to as blood, and therefore it doesn't passle. The time we learn dam hatamtis, when it says you're not allowed to eat dam hatamtis, you get kares. So the Chachamim say bahas hara, it's only alive, but you don't get kares for it. And Rabbi Yehuda says you even get kares for it. Why? Because it's mamish blood. So what? For Amar Rabbi Lazar, even though Dama Tamtis, when it comes to the Easter of eating blood, he holds its mamish like blood, but when it comes to sprinkling on the Mizbeach, he's made that Dama Tamtis is not kosher for the Mizbeach. So how can you scoop up the blood from the floor? Maybe there's some Dama Tamtis, and nobody cared about the Dama Tamtis that fell down the ground. For Amar Rabbi Lazar, made Rabbi Yehuda Lini Kapor, she'enu mechaper, that he cannot sprinkle the Mizbeach Shalem, and it says, ki dam ha hanefesh, dam shahanefesh, yeitzibay kor dam, as far as comes sprinkling on the Mizbeach, only the blood that carries out the nefesh is used to sprinkle on the Mizbeach, she'enu nefesh, yeitzibay. But the nefesh does not come out of dam atamtz. It's not called dam.
So if it's not called dam, it doesn't make a difference. If it's
so it passes the whole thing. No, it's possible for the mizbeach. So
you pass. It doesn't make a difference if it's
no.
It's
dam, but not the dam that we need. So the kasha, so what answers Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds a min b'min is in a bottle. So even though you have dam atamtzis, the problem is the dam atamtzis might even be the raven will cancel out the dam nefesh, because the dam atamtzis nobody cared about. How many cups per tipped over? One or two? It was a meat. But all the blood on the floor is the dam atamtzis there. So luchayit would be bottled. So we answer Rabbi Yehuda, may dam ain't dam bevatel dam. Since it's min b'min, one doesn't cancel the other. Rabbi Yehuda said to these guys, you guys believe, according to you, there was no point in scooping up the blood, it's useless. So why did we read over there at a Pesach that they used to block up all the drains? So let the blood pile up. According to me, we let the blood pile up because we used to scoop up the blood and sprinkle them as bech. According to you, you cannot do that. So why in the world would you have the blood? It's mias. According to me, the reason why you let the blood pile up is so that you can sprinkle it again and scoop it up. However, you guys, the divrechen, lava poiking, why did they block up all the drains and not allow the blood to drain out through the canals on Erev Pesach?
Isn't that to be able to clean the rest of the food?
I thought that was the canal.
But not by the blood. Amrullah, he said to not that the patient was full of blood. Shevachu livnei adin shehalchu ad ikuvasein bedam. They should wallow in blood till their knees. And this is some kind of a positive thing. If the koinim were wading their way through in blood till the knees, it shows like how many yidden were involved. And it's such a kiddush Hashem. Freddy Gemara b'hakan abi v'hadam havi chatzitzala. Isn't dam Levine will become koinim as well, my friend. So you have nothing to gain. It's Linda and Tanya. The what do you call it? Is it a chatzitza standing on the, if the blood between your feet intercepting your feet in the ground, isn't that a chatzitza? So you answered lachu, since it's liquid. Liquid is not a chatzitza. It's not. We learned hadam v'had yoy v'had vash v'hacholov. All of these liquid items, the evasion, if they're dry, chatzitza lachu. If they're moist, ain't chatzitza. So the blood is not a chatzitza. And we have it there to show how many people are there to mechayiv. Hakom is vase manayu. Mechmias the kelim. The closing now becomes mias, and it's not dignified. Remember, a little moshcha. Everything has to be done in a dignified way. You're serving the Eibishter, and they're walking around like, you know, with a mess. In a mess, how can that be a good thing? Says the Gemara. But now we learned how megodim tushtoshin. If the kohen's clothes were dirty, even ovid avedos psul, it's actually possible. It's pasnished. They lifted their clothing above their knees, and that's how they worked there on Erev Pesach, and they wobbled the way through. But Tanya, we learn midoy, it has to be measured. Kim midosoi, you have to wear the measure. Shala yechzer, shala yoyse. We had hoax before if it's drying on the ground, you know, whether you pulled it up or not. But so you want to answer? You're right. This David says that it's a shevach for Bnei Aaron to go ahead and wallow in blood is not during the void itself, because Taka is passing. He's talking about when they went to the Mizbech to bring the Eivorim onto the ramp. Behind Lochas Eivorim La Kevish, he's talking about when they brought the Eivorim to the Kevish, that's when it's a shevach to go there and wallow in the blood. Lava voidi, it doesn't matter if the external void, it doesn't matter if the clothes are getting yucky. No, but Tanya, didn't we learn? He could have hakoyin as hakoyol. It says in the pasuk, the kohen should bring everything up. And in that pasuk, so this is avoida, and it says there's zuhay lochas evodim like kevesh, even bring limbs to the kevesh, also because it's an avoida. El bahay lochas eitzim lamar rochel avoida. Bringing the wood in the morning, that's when they walked in the blood, and it's not avoida. Lavoida hecha azli. It doesn't make sense. So that if the blood, place is full of blood, and they walk, the only time they walk through the blood is when they were not doing an avoida, bringing the wood to Mizbeach. So what do they do the rest of the time? When they were doing avoida, but the fact that the blood was there, and they got all messy. I think what a ozli aitzteba. They had them made out of rocks, all these mounds, all over the Mishkan. Yeah, and they all stood on these mounds. So you have to picture what happened there. Rashi says aitzteba is gevoyin hayisham. No, it's above the knee height. Binyan avonim made out of stones. Einan choitz in the min haritzpein. So these are permanent. These must have been permanent, because otherwise they're making. We had before hakol biyad Hashem. You're not allowed to make sav. You're not allowed to change anything. So the Mishkan was not a smooth floor then. The Mishkan, the Azor, was not a smooth floor. It was full. And the Kohenim had to also be balanced. Can you imagine if it was like a
while
very narrow?
Holding the cup of
yeah,
blood.
Yeah, and there was a whole line there bringing up. And you learn before, they all stood next to each other, and they passed the bucket from one to another. There's a lot of little these stumps. How many were there? I don't know. Figure out what happened there.
What about if the Kohenim are mutzi, that they're fashmutzi?
Yeah.
What about if the melucha, if the pressure wet, if it's pouring rain? I mean, this is all
that's not mutzushtoshin. That is mud or blood, you know, gory. Mies.
Any of the drawings that you see in the plans, the
flat.
Like that. It's flat, and I don't even tell you where this Amma went.
Where's the location? We know it came from 23 Amos above the level of the Mikdash.
Yeah, so it went from north, I'm assuming it kind of flows south.
It flows downwards. But
yeah. Does he explain it there at all? How these all these stumps work?
To the Nachal Kidron, to the.
Okay.
In which side of the Azorah was it located? The Amos Abayim.
Everybody stood on top. Nobody stood on the bottom.
Except the Midrash Sukkah.
On top of these rocks. Everything's on top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's nothing there.
There wasn't much floor space.
Right. Strong Kohenim. Kohenim are strong. Okay, Mishnah.
To the right or left of the Mizbeach.
Which is east or west of the Mizbeach.
The right is north. The right of the Mizbeach is north. Remember, the Mizbeach is facing north and south.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we're not sure where it was.
North, south.
Because Nachal Kidron is south. Okay, maybe it went to south. Maybe it went along the perimeter, I don't know.
It was like a canal, but you don't see it on the, you know, when you learn the Midas and they draw a map.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the Midas, remember, we'll look it up, see. And you're showing the same thing.
Not subterranean, this one's running in the surface.
You had to clean all the junk that was on the floor.
They use it to wash the floor, where they block the drain and the water floods. And it washes all the dirt, and then they unplug it and all the water goes.
That's a whole year.
No, I'm saying that was basically in order to clean it up, they blocked it up.
That was after, that was the end. Yeah, that was at the end. Nobody's arguing over here. They're both saying, they said, according to me, the reason is Dafka, in case something tipped over, you just scoop up the blood.
There were other drains which they blocked. because the drain for the Amas Hamayim.
But you know how much blood we're talking about goes to the knees? You're talking here about
thousands and thousands of animals.
Yeah, which means
each one is only a spritz.
That means, yeah. That means that you had to have, when you had your steps going up and you had the Azos Hasol and the steps, you must have had
a little wall around it.
You must have let it
leave. That's right.
I mean, is it
to get the Azos floor?
Is this
or the steps were a bit high and went down? I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
it's very little. Otherwise,
why do you need the stepping stones, I suppose?
Yeah. Now, we have already had this before, but now we'll learn the Vayta. When do you make pickle? Only if you thought that you're going to do that to eat, or you're going to either for human consumption, something which is normal for a person to eat, or for the Mizbech, or something in the Mizbech. And we had a machlekes of the Tanoim, if you thought that something was in the Mizbech, you thought you're going to eat it in the wrong time. Or if something belongs to human consumption, you thought you're going to roast the Mizbech at the wrong time. Whether Machshavas Adam, Machshavas Mizbech, be swapped. Says the Mishnah, "Hashoychet es hazevach." If somebody eats a carbon lechel davar she'ein darke lechel, to eat something which is not kamadi, let's say the fats of the carbon, well, lahakti davar she'ein darke lahakti, or to put a mizbech something, let's say the meat that's supposed to be human consumption, you thought I'm going to do it on mizbech tomorrow, kosher is kosher because you can't swap for achilas adam achilas mizbech. However, Rabbi Lezer poisel he passes because he holds you do swap for adam mizbech. Let's say Taka had the right kavanah. You had the kavanah pigle. You are going to eat something which is supposed to be eaten today. You can eat it tomorrow. Something which is supposed to be roasted is bad today. You can do it tomorrow. If it was pachas mekazai, it's also kosher because it's not valid. Machshava lechol kechatzai. What about you? I'm going to eat a half a kazai of the meat tomorrow, and ulahakte kechatzai kazai, and I'm going to put him in bed. A half a kazai is kosher. It's still kosher, even though together it's a kazai, but it's two different kind of eatings. One is a mizbech, one is you. Because we had before the Gemara that even though roasting mizbech is also called eating, it depends if you use the word lahachil or use lahaktir. If you use the word lahaktir, it's a different word altogether. Shein achil vaktorim is tarfin, they don't combine. Hashoichet es hazevach, if yetzeh you shechted the carbon, but you had in mind, not that you're going to eat the main part of the carbon, you or the mizbech, as things which are secondary to the animal. For example, hashoichet es hazevach, and lechel, you had in mind, what are you going to eat? Kazayis from the hide. Or min arotiva from the gravy, or min akifa, that is when you put spices, onions, and garlic together with little pieces of meat. Min olol from a kondirashi, it's the vein right next to the neck. These are all things that you don't normally eat. So if you had in mind you're going to eat something which you don't normally eat, which is not really a significant part of the animal, in the wrong time, it does not become pigle. Or min atzamas from the bones, min agidin from the veins, min akarnayim from the horns, min telephine from the hooves. Chutzlis mana, chutzlis mekayma. You did the right thoughts of pigle, you know, chutzlis mana mekayma. Kosher is kosher, because it's not part of the animal. And furthermore, the ain't chayovin aleim shum pigul. What does that mean? What's the furthermore? That if, let's say, you thought that you're going to eat the animal tomorrow, which makes the animal pigul, and anybody who eats from the animal, chayiv kodesh, but if you ate one of these parts of the animal, which is, hey, you don't get enough chayiv kodesh either, because it's not considered part of the animal. The noisin, so too by noisin. And if this is left over from a carbon and you ate it the wrong, you know, third day or fourth day, it doesn't matter. The tummy, also tummy, because these are not considered part of the animal. Hashoichet es ha-mugdoshin. If you shecht mugdoshin, Rashi lays down a rule. Whenever it says the word mugdoshin, it means female animals. If you shecht the mugdoshin, le'echol, and it has to be female, because we're talking about here the uterus and the embryo. Le'echol, the fetus. Le'echol to eat. Sholil is the fetus. Oishulia is the sack. So if you shechted a female animal and you had in mind you're going to eat the embryo, this already is much closer to the animal than the things like the hooves and all that. There's an animal inside here. You can eat the embryo or the sac, the uterus or the sac. Bechutz, loy, pigul, in this case, the animal also, since this is secondary to the animal, most people don't really eat this thing. Nobody don't eat the fetus. Most people do not eat the sac, the uterus, so therefore it doesn't count. However, therefore it doesn't make the animal pigul. Hamoylik es hatoyden, if somebody does malika koyin, does malika on one of these birds, le'echel bey, and bechutz, they had in mind that the eggs he'll eat outside, again, it's not something which is part of the animal, like pigle, does not turn the carbon to pigle. Why? Because it's not the animal itself, it's not the bird itself. Chala of the milk, mugdoshi, the milk of a female cow, or a cow. The milk was left over in the udder, ubeye toidin, and the eggs that were found in the toidin, in chayovin alem, should pigle. And vice versa, if you, let's say, the animal did become pigle, or the bird did become pigle, but if you ate the eggs, there's no noise, there's no tummy, and there's no pigle, because again, it's not part of the animal. If you get the noise of a tummy, none of these are applicable there. Because not the carbon. That's the rabbi.
Find the next
they were busy. They were very busy thinking a lot. Yeah. Very thinking people. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Loza said, Pigul Bezevach, he disagrees. He holds Pigul Bezevach. If you're mefagel, he holds that our Mishnah is a rule. If there's no pigul, there's no nispagel. If you're thinking about the shilya, it doesn't make the animal a pigul. If you think about the animal, it doesn't make the shilya a nispagel. Rabbi Loza said, there's a difference between pigul and nispagel. I agree with you. Pigul, I hold that if you mefagel the shilya, the shilya, it does not make the animal a pogel. However, if you thought about the animal, they made the animal pigul, then shilya and shalul you're over. If you ate it, you're b'chayv kodes. Pigul bezevach, if you made a proper pigul, you had in mind you can eat a piece of meat of this animal tomorrow or the wrong place. Nispagul hashalil. Why? Because some people eat it. And since some people eat, it's not choshev enough that if you thought about the shalil to turn the animal into pigul. But if you made the animal pigul, then if you ate the shalil, you're chayv. B'shalil, and nispagul hashalil. But if you thought about it in the shalil, it's not nispagul bezevach. He said, no, but he holds that the shilya and the shalil, that is part of the carbon. It's not like the eggs, which is not part of the animal, or the milk. This is mamish, uber yerech imihu. This is mamish part of the thing, but most people don't eat it. So it's not choshev enough to make it. But if you thought about the animal, it does include the shilya and the shalil, not like the eggs, which I agree doesn't get included, because it's not uber yerech imihu.
Interesting, because what is the egg?
It's uber. I know, but it's totally separate entity.
Separate being.
Inside the bird, also separate, yeah. Pigul ba'olol, that if you were mefagel by the olol, by this vein that's in the neck, nispagla muram. So that's the, what's that called again? The beacon? What's the muram again? The bladder or something. What's the taichi muram?
This is the crop.
Which is?
The crop is
on top of the nose. On top of the nose, all those hairs that go up. On top of the chicken head over there, the hairs. I don't know. Anyways, it's not something which is. So the olol of a bird is different than by an animal, because by a bird you do eat that vein. So therefore, if you think
so
about it,
crop is technically edible. Most people do not eat it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you thought about the. The bird itself, the what do you call it? The olil, which since people eat it, it's a good pigle. And therefore, the crop or whatever it's called is also included. But if you think about the crop, it's not chosh because most people don't eat it, and therefore it's not included. It won't make it to turn the bird into a pigle. B'mura, if you thought about that, you had the wrong thought during the mura, then it's pagul olil. Does not in any way affect the bird itself. Pigle be'emurin, let's say you shechted animals that get totally burnt in order to roast the emurin. At the wrong time, nispaglu parim. So the animal, even though the entire animal gets burnt in the base hadeshen, nevertheless, the animal is affected by it. But if the parim, if you thought about it during the parim, you shechted the pot in order to eat from the basar, let's say, outside this man. Lo nispaglu emurim, minachayiv emurim. Why? Because nobody eats the parim hanisrafis. I'm meant to be eaten. Therefore, if you have in mind the wrong thought, it doesn't affect it. But if you had in mind part of it, the emurin, the gomer mizbeach, and you had in mind the wrong time, which the pigul is a proper pigul, then it does affect. Again, this is his whole vart. His whole vart is you can have a pigul, you can have something which is nispagul, even though it's not mifagul. The secondary gets dragged along, but it doesn't have the koyach, because most people don't need it to drag everything along. It's part of the animal, which is vital here. It's part of the animal, but it's not koyach. Leimam say, I bring a rayim. A big writer, Rabbi Loza, that says, "B'shavim," that Rabbi Shimon Chachamim who argue whether this pigul by parim anisrafin. Rabbi Shimon says any animal which is not b'kishochten on the, that's not roasted, there's no pigul whatsoever. And the Chachamim say it could be pigul, but they all agree that when it comes to parim hanisrafim, if you thought, if let's say during the avoid of shechting or sprinkling the blood, you thought you're going to eat the part of something. Or you're going to do the Beis HaDesh and whatever at the wrong time, doesn't matter. That doesn't help. Why? Because nobody eats it. Everyone is Maida. That when it comes to even Rav Shimon, who says, I don't care, even Rabbana say, I don't need Daftim Mizrech Chitzin, even Beis HaPnimi. When it comes to Parma Safim, if you have in mind pickle, you're going to eat it in the wrong time. Doesn't mean nobody eats it, because you don't eat it. My love, so we're going to die. Ha chisha be'emarim is because you thought about eating the flesh. What about you thought about eating the fats? Then not only does the animal come pigul, but if you eat the flesh tomorrow, then you'll be chai pigul. That ayat Rabbi Loza, that even though it cannot be mefagul, it's nispagul. Nispagul. Ha chisha be'emarim, nispagul parim. You're digging that right. Why do you have to go schlep and drag along the flesh? We're talking about, but if you thought about the fats, and the fats, because since that goes in the bed, everyone agrees that power is pigle. Even though the rest of the animal does not become pigle, it wouldn't though. Touch by coming here, continue. No, the Chiddush is not the Emun. The Chiddush is that the everyone agrees, side of Shem and Chachamim, that there's no pigle if you thought about the meat, because that's the Chiddush. You're making an inference. The Chiddush is not the purpose of the inference. The purpose of the Chiddush is not the inference. Toshma coming here, potty minus rafim, these potty that get burned, just eating minus rafim, moiling behind. When do they complete the avodah that we say that now, but you know, it goes to the age wherever it is, and moil, you're stealing if you use it for your own purpose. Misha hukdushu, as soon as you made a kodesh, nishchatum, and once you shechted it, hukshuru, once you shechted it now, it is prepared and ready to become pasul. Hukshuru, the pasul betful yaim, if a tful yaim. Somebody already went to the mikveh, he's waiting for sunset. Or mechusik, you put in like a zava mitzayda that needs to have that kapara. If they touch this animal, now it becomes tummy. Ubelina, but it also becomes possible if it stays overnight. Now, potim on esrafim, what stays overnight? There's no meat. When is lina? Something that has to go in his bed, left it overnight. Or something has to be eaten by a person and left overnight. Yeah. But over here, it has to be burnt on the base of dashen. So what exactly is a lina? My lav, usually lina is basar.
So what happens if you delight the bird?
What's that saying? So lina's basa. It's exactly that. If lina's basa is psul, so if you thought about lina's basa, it should also be psul. That's what pigle is. Pigle is the same thing as lina, except it didn't happen, you just thought about it. So since we just found out that there's a din of lina by part of basa, a part of an esrafim, so shmami, that migo is a pasul of lina, pasul of achshava, that is pigle as well. So we see that there's pigle by the what do you call it? The basa of paradum. So it's a rayit to Rabbi Lazar that even though if you thought about the basa par aduma, it does not become a mefagled animal, but if you thought about the animal pigle and you ate the basa, it becomes basa. Remember, like, no, lina se murim. We're talking about lina se murim, only limited to a murim. And what does it say over here, lina? The lina of the murim. The murim is supposed to go on his back, left overnight. When it comes to the basa, the potim on itself and the meat itself, there's no such thing as lina. What do you mean? It says in the sefer, kulon, moilim, and all of them, you're moil. Al beis hadashen, on the base of hadashen, atchit rabasa. When is it considered completed? When you put him in hadashen and the whole thing is burnt through and through. What are we talking about over there? We're talking about the meat of the animals. The whole bray is talking about meat. Not about the emur and the fats going to Zbech. Miklal de reisha, lina's basa. Does it say that? Hakanisa. The reisha is talking about reisha, emur, talking about the fats because there's no pigul. There's no lina by the meat of a potty man esrafim because it doesn't go on the Mizbech. There's no lina. If you do it a week later, you did it a week later, so what? And there's no machshava as well. So even though you had the animal's pigul, if you ate the potty, you don't get any karas. If it's safer basa. Masiv Rabbah, it says in the Braise, Elusha ain mefaglin, ain mispaglin. The following do not cause the animal to become pickle, nor are they in the recipient inside of the pickle. Tzemesh Shibarosha Kvasim, the wool that's on top of the head of the Kvasim, it's not really part of the animal. Vesar Shibazakin. Because you would have thought that since the skin of the head is so tender that it's mamish considered meat, maybe the hair goes part of it. And he says, no. Because you know, when you do, you mafshid the animal, you're not mafshid the skin that's above the head. You mafshid the skin that's around the body, but not around the head, because it's like meat, mamish. You can eat it. So if you had a mind that the tzemer, the rosh kvasim, or the sa'ar shebezokin, tiyashim, ha'oyr, v'ha'roitiv, and the oyr, the skin, and the roitiv, and the kifu we had before, that's a garlic and onion mixed with the pieces, v'olun, that's a vein in the neck, v'amuro, we said that's a crop, but tzomis, the bones, v'agidin, the veins, v'kanaim, the horns, v'atafayim, and the hooves, v'asholul, v'ashilya, and the fetus, and the sack, v'cholav, v'amugdoshin, and the milk, ubeye toirin, and the egg, all of them, kulon, all these. Leimav faglin, if during you had a mind of one of these things you're going to eat in the wrong time, it doesn't cause the animal any pigle. Or loy mispaglin, the animal itself became pigle, it itself is, does not, if you eat it, you're not v'chayim karis. The ain chayovin aleim mishumin achay. If you ate it, pigul, noisir, and tummy. If you're even left over, it's not an animal. The hamayle ben mechut. And if you brought them outside instead of base of migdash, potter, because it's not the animal itself. My love, lechayde, it says clearly here, loy mefaglin hazevach, loy mispaglin machma zevach. Isn't that poshup shot? That is not like Rabbi Lozer, that it does not get affected even if the animal itself comes pigul? Said him, loy, no. Loy mefaglin es hazevach. That itself cannot be mefaglin hazevach. The loy mispagli machmas atzma. That they themselves do not. If you had a mind that you're going to eat the olil, not only if you had a mind, we're talking in both cases. We're talking about and maybe according to Rabbi Elazar, if you had in mind the animal becomes pigle, and then you eat the hair, your taka will be chayiv kadosh. One of the two cases of the Braise, one is if he had in mind when he shechted the animal, I'm going to eat the meat outside, then if he eat the hair, nothing happens. And the other one is that if he had in mind, I'm going to eat the hair outside, I mamish the thought directly regarding the hair. Like, again, there's no pigle. There's the third time in the Sefer, it wraps it up and says, we're talking the whole time about these things. Why do you have to mention it again? So we're talking about now that even though the animal came pigled, not this. Well, the time we ask back, ain't chayovin ala mosha pigled. He says, hey, you're not chay because of pigled. Hosulami, that's also repetitive. Ela aidi the boy lemisne, he wants to tell you the din regarding noisir and tummy. Tummy pigled, it says pigled also. What? If you ate it, there's no noisir. So if you ate it, there's also no pigled. But just, you're right, it's the chagav. Hochanami aidi the boy lemisne hamal and mechut. Since he wants to tell you the din, if you brought it outside the base of Migdash, you're not chay because not something you bring in Mizbeh. Repeat it again. You can't learn either way from here. No raya. Rava, my Rava says, I'll bring a raya to Rabbi Elazar. We learned. Hashoichet is hamukdoshim. If you shech one of the female cows, lechol shalil shilya, to eat the fetus or to eat the sack bachut outside, like pigle. There's no pigle there because it's not chashim. Most people don't eat it. And if you do malika in order to eat the eggs outside, like pigle, it's not pigle. But how the tani? Then it says cholav hamukdoshi in the milk of these animals from the udder beye toidim ain't chayov malayim shapigin a chay pigle, and breaks up in two separate cases noise v'tamei ha shalul v'shei chayovim. It mentions it says it again the second time. It says there's no pigle. It doesn't mention over here shilye v'shalul. Elalav shmamin ozaraye kan machmas hazevach kan machmas atzmon shmamino. Must be talking about one is beside the carbon, one beside themselves. But if you have in mind the carbon, they don't get dragged along. If you have in mind them, they don't affect the carbon. Right, Rabbi Elazar. Tanhasam, we learned Hasam Ubali Mumin, Rabbi Akiva Machshe bin Bali Mumin. Rabbi Akiva holds that if you put. Okay, Rabbi Akiva holds. We should hang up a sign like a library. A library has to be very quiet. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Bali Mum. If you put on the mizbech, you leave it on mizbech. We learned before that if you do things on mizbech, once you put it on, you don't take it off. He said includes a mum. If the animal had a mum and you put on mizbech, you don't take it off. Now the Gemara is going to qualify that. Rabbi Kiva was only machshid, was a cataract. Why? Hoyel, since this mum is not a real mum because they find it in other birds, for example, shady baifus. It's not a psul by baifus. Even though by now it's a psul, once you put on mizbech, leave it there.
Don't we have a klal, the kol on Gabbah
not kol, no, I just see them in. But who should cut them hegdesh as mumma, provided that first you made it hegdesh and then it contracted this mum. But if you first had a mum, if it had a mum, and then, yeah, then the kedush was never chal. So in olam mizbech, you got to take it off. Or moide rabbi kira, moide that by oil in the keva, an oil has to be a zacher. So if you made an oil on a keva, you had no right to make an oil. If you put a mizbech, you got to remove it. Why? Command the kodem mumu legdesha. It was as a female before you made it a carbon. Therefore, it never became kodesh, and therefore you got to remove it.
If you turn it into a
shlomit. Yeah, but you made it an oil. You can't. Once you make an oil. Sorry?
It's already on the
mizbech.
Putting
on the mizbech is possible.
Certain
carbons
you can transfer one to the other. But those
No. That's talking about if you shechted in b'shach shechita, you had a minor carbon. Once you shechted and you made it an oiler, that's it. You can't change it afterwards. It's finished.
What if it feels like a man today?
What do you call it? What do you mean? You leave it on the bed. Move it. You throw it out. You take it out of the base of midrash and you burn it up there. We had before the Braisa Hamal Mehen Bechutz. If you take, you learned the previous Braisa by the Shalil or the Shilya, we said, if you mark it outside the base of Migdash, you are potter. Why? Because it's not really the part of the carbon itself. It's not part of the carbon itself. It's mashma only because you took the fetus. Had you taken the mother and checked it outside the base of Migdash, you would have been a chayiv. Hami iman chayiv. How can it be? We're talking about a female here. And we're talking about an oiler. How can it be? We're talking about an oiler in the cave. But you can never have a mother in oiler, we just said. If you tell me that you're wrong, and Rabbi Kiva holds, oilers in the cave, emotionally, if you tell me Rabbi Kiva, what? Taitaki, you shouldn't have made an oil in the cave, but if he did, it's chal, and therefore he goes on his back, he leave it there, then it's possible that if you were Hamani Rabbi Kivi. So therefore, this goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because since it has a shaykh in Mizbech, if you shecht it outside, you'll be chayiv. Because it has a shaykh. If it goes in Mizbech, it stays there. If you made an oiler, it becomes an oiler. You're telling me that there's no chalois at all. So the mother can never be an oiler. So why are you telling me that the fetus doesn't become an oiler if you're not chayiv, if you shecht it outside, based even the mother, if you shecht it outside, based you're not chayiv. Because when you chayiv outside, only if you could have brought it inside, why are you bringing it outside? But an oiler in the cave, you can never bring inside. So why would you be chayiv on the mother if you did it outside? Amani, who would offer then, who holds that an oiler is chal? Says the Gemara, Ema, this is the deek is wrong. Not that the deek is, if the mother would have been shachtan outside, you would have been chayiv. Ema, maile mem chutz pater, home emure iman chayiv. But if it be a karma shlamim, if it was a karma shlamim, and the karma shlamim, what part of it goes to the mizbeach, the emurim? And if the emurim of the mother, you did it outside, you chayiv, because it belongs on the mizbeach. It says from the fats and the animal itself. That means the flesh of the animal had to be on the mizbech. And who's that? It's only an oiler. The even do me to do like just since you brought this fetus as an oiler, the mother has to be very similar. So the chayde means the mother is an oiler. El ema hamayle meimurei mechutz pater hameimurei imen chayiv. This is the deal you make. If you bring this one, you're not if you bring the shul. If you bring from the emurim mechutz, you are potter. But if you bring from the emuri of the mother, you'd be chayiv. Because we're talking about shlamim here. We're not talking about if you did the emurim of the shul itself, it's nothing because it's not really the carbon. If you did the emurim of the mother, we're talking about a shlamim, not an oiler. Because by an oiler, there's no chalais at all.
So we resolved the oiler.
That's right.
Maybe in the case
everyone's made it that nothing is not chal at all. And we'll stop here.